The Ashanti Regional Minister, Dr. Kweku Ajiman Mensah, has held a meeting involving all the political parties, NCCE and EC, on the upcoming biometric registration in the region. According to the regional minister, the meeting has become necessary so as to help deal with rumors going around the region that the exercise can cause cancer, and also for officials of the EC to brief the stakeholders on preparation towards the biometric registration. Joining us now is our Ashanti Regional Correspondent, Thomas Nsueje, to give us the details. First of all, Thomas, tell us why the Regional Minister called the meeting.
Yes, I think it's very crucial, simply because we are all aware that this biometric voter registration, since the issue cropped up, there have been some misconception about it. People don't know much about it. Even both literate and illiterate, they all have a problem with it. So it was necessary that since all the regions and then have begun a pilot to educate some people to go around and start the project in two selected districts across the country. In Ashanti, two districts have been selected. That is Kimakwa-Homa and Menchia. If you go to other regions, two districts have been selected to be trained to do the pilot, so that when the pilot proves successful, though we are all aware, or we all know it to be successful, so they can just extend it to the other districts. So when they started the training, the information that people got was that, oh, this time around is another pilot that is going to go on in Ashanti and all that. We are aware of this NHIA competition. So the regional minister called the EC and the NCC, together with some media person and the political parties themselves, to be educated on what is happening. And lo and behold, when we had the meeting, those who are training the registration officers on the biometric were there to take the people through the beginning, how it will start, through to the end of the process where your voter ID will be issued to you. Some questions emerged, and these questions were all answered. As to whether some people can be disfranchised and all that came up, they were all answered to the satisfaction of the political parties. But as I've already said, it is still ongoing. Some pertinent issues to that emerged had to do with questions the Electoral Commission has to answer. This one has to be with the technical aspect of how the process is going to go through. But as to the campaign itself, voter campaign, and how the exercise will go, and then the penalties involving double registration, if any, will come from the Electoral Commission. So the meeting ended successfully. All the parties there now were satisfied that it is not that usual pilot that has taken only Ashanti region to be tested. But this time around, it is throughout the country that the pilot is going to take place, so that we can ensure it's in free biometric registration, and consequently go ahead to have a successful voter at the end of the year when we all need to cast our votes.
Thomas, the issue of biometric causing cancer, how was it dealt?
Yes, it emerged. That question came up. But the guy who is a technician, who is a technical man, taking the people through the process, explained that this biometric and scanning is not the first time that biometric process program is going on. If you have ever traveled abroad before, if you go to the airport, the process, it is a form of scanning. Now, the national identification to those who have already gone through is also a form of scanning. So the name scanning and biometric does not mean one is scanned, or when one goes through the process, you have a cancer. This one was clearly explained. It was demonstrated. So that issue, I think, will be dead now and forevermore, because there's nothing cancerous on this at all.
So, and then which political parties were represented?
Oh, almost all the registered political parties, NDC, MPP, UFP, the PPP, and all those registered political parties, they were fully represented. Their chairmen, their vice, their organizing secretaries, they were all there. But they had the opportunity to interact and ask questions. So it was an exercise I also enjoyed so much because I was completely ignorant about it.
So and finally, quickly too, were there any resolutions after the meeting?
Well, according to the regional minister, he decided to call so that people's mind will be sent arrest. People will have all the questions bothering their minds settled and addressed once and for all. So now it is a process. It's not an event. Those who are being trained, they are carrying the project at the Electoral Commission office. So he said any time that there is a need for them to be reconvened again for another meeting to take place, for other emerging questions to be clearly answered, he will not hesitate to do that because the region security is very, very paramount and crucial to him. So anything that will disturb peace during and after these elections will not be accepted. So
all right,
he's
Thomas.
Ever prepared to meet them anytime when there is any issue to be cleared as far as this biometric registration is concerned.
All right, Thomas, we thank you so much for briefing us. That was Thomas Nsueji, our Ashanti Regional Correspondent, briefing us on the just-ended meeting of the Ashanti Regional Ministers with political parties and the NCC and EC on the upcoming biometric registration in the region.